The Ghana Prisons Council has appealed for assistance from individuals and benevolent organizations to help achieve its target of 700 million Ghana cedis per year. The amount will assist the council to improve the deplorable conditions of the prisons, which is part of its 10-year strategic plan. Chairman of the council, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wengam, made the appeal when he paid a courtesy call on the management of GBC at Broadcasting House in Accra to seek support. A report by Peggy Amofasoa.
The bilateral discussion with the management of GBC is to seek for assistance and also update the corporation on the 10-year strategic plan to improve on the facilities in the prisons in the country. According to the chairman of the Prisons Council, Reverend Dr. Wengam, although the aim of the project is on course, they need more hands on deck to achieve its full goal. He said the council has already paid courtesy calls on other institutions to seek assistance, and GBC, as a pace setter, must be involved in all activities of the council in connection with a 10-year strategic plan. The plan, aimed at creating awareness about the deplorable condition of the prisons, also to raise funds from corporate institutions and individuals to improve on the conditions and to transform them into practical reformation centers. He lamented on some challenges that need to be addressed.
We came here and we mentioned to you that we're launching Project Efiase. Some of the conditions for which we came to brief you about still persist. As we speak now, we still have 43 prisons in Ghana. We are still feeding the prisoners on one Ghana cedi 80 per Swiss, 3 square meals a day. Of course, only 3 of our prisons facility help us build, 40 of them were castle forts, slave dungeons. The issue of congestion still persists. The total capacity of the 43 prisons is supposed to be 9,000. As I speak now, our 43 prisons are accommodating 15,000, excess of about 6,000 inmates. First time we came, pickout cell that should accommodate, let's say, 20 people can be housing about 60 people, 70 people. You know, poor ventilation, communicable disease are very prevalent in that place. The issue of logistics is still paramount. We are still busing inmates in what public transport we call trotro, and that's why I keep commending the prison officers. They've been very professional, even though the working conditions are still not the best, but they've been able to encourage themselves, and they're working very hard. We hardly hear of prisoner escape or jailbreak. We still have 15,000 acres of land lying fallow. We can go into large-scale farming, mechanized farm, but again, we don't have the resources. Here, our budget allocation is 7 million Ghana cedis. Meanwhile, the budget for feeding of the inmates is 10 million Ghana cedis. So you are giving 7 million for feeding, administration, and everything. You can imagine how we are coping. We still have issues with the healthcare of the prison.
The acting director general of GBC, Mrs. Frances Caldanton, assured the council of GBC's commitment to partner it in all activities, especially in the quest to improve on the deplorable conditions in the prisons.
Because I know that we have to work hand in glove with the prison service so that even if you are forming or rehabilitating the prisoner, society would know. That even just showing the state of the prisons and how the prisoners live and how some of them have regretted whatever they may have been involved in, it would also act as a deterrent for others not to commit the same crime that in the end does not help any. So as for GBC, I can assure you we are trying to the prison service.